The following story is from the CD, Our Hidden God, available from Holy Family Press. The Maiden of Critil.
It was with great joy and thanksgiving that the little village of Critil awaited the approaching feast of Corpus Christi of 1802. Indeed, throughout all of France, a great celebration was in order. Why? Because Napoleon had signed a concordat with Pope Pius VII, which allowed French Catholics, for the first time in years, to openly practice their faith without fear of persecution or reprisal. This simple freedom had been cruelly denied them under the tyranny of the French Revolution. But now, when the dark clouds were finally lifting, the Catholics of France gratefully inhaled the free air. And Corpus Christi, the nearest solemnity since the concordat had been signed, was to be the triumphant celebration of this freedom. In every corner of France, various and magnificent preparations were underway. It was at this time, in the humble village of Critil, a suburb of Paris, that a young maiden was being touched by the grace of God.
Henrietta, could you help us string these decorations up?
Thank you. I found some more. Wonderful. These are lovely flowers.
Of course, only the best for our Lord and His church.
Yes, this will truly be a memorable celebration.
Come on, over here.
We have so much to be grateful for.
Could you please pass me that?
Thank you.
I wonder where these garlands are from.
Augustine's father donated them.
The winemaker?
Yes.
How is Augustina doing?
Not any better than she was. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any improvement in her condition.
Augustina Moret, the daughter of a well-to-do winemaker of Critil, had been reduced to a pitiable state by an illness. It had left her arms and legs completely paralyzed and had even deprived her of the use of her speech. The sad movements of her eyes were the only sign of life in her poor body. For a year and a half she had been in this condition, and sadly, there was not much hope for recovery.
So, do you know what has been planned for the celebration?
Well, I know that there will be a grand procession.
Yes, the priest will process through the streets with the Blessed Sacrament, and then give benediction to all present.
In the outdoor altar that has been erected?
Can you pass me that?
Yes, I believe that the procession will end there.
Oh, thanks.
It's a shame about Augustina.
What?
I said, it's a shame about Augustina.
I got it.
I mean, that she won't be able to participate in the procession.
Maybe it will pass by her house.
No, I don't think the procession will go through that part of town.
Can I have some help?
Here, let me take those.
Thank you.
Poor Augustina. She's too crippled to participate in the procession. And she won't even be able to see our Lord pass by our window.
Here, got some more.
Henrietta.
Henrietta Kretz.
Oh, what?
What, are you daydreaming or something?
We need help with these flowers.
No, not daydreaming. Thinking.
About what?
About Augustina.
Don't break
the
it.
The feast day.
I think that will go well.
The procession.
Listen,
what?
I have an idea.
About
what's
what?
Going on?
Later, after helping with the preparations, the girls made their way to the winemaker's home.
Why, hello, young ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
We've come to see Augustina.
Yes, it's about the celebration tomorrow.
Oh, I see. Well, come this way. It's very kind of you to think of Augustina. I know she enjoys your visits.
The girls were escorted to Augustina's room, where the young paralytic spent most of her days propped up in an armchair. As the door of her room gently opened, her eyes were filled with happiness as she recognized her dear friends.
Augustina, you'll never guess what we've come to tell you.
Yes, it's a plan that Henrietta formed about the feast day tomorrow.
Oh, it's more than that, Augustina. For the first time in many years, there will be a public procession and benediction. But listen. The same Jesus who walked the streets of Nazareth
will be passing by our homes tomorrow. Earlier today, I was thinking, and I remembered how Jesus often cured the sick as he passed through the towns of the Holy Land. Among the many, many sick people that he healed, there was a paralytic who had suffered for almost 40 years.
Henrietta could see the doubt clinging to the weary cripple's heart. Grasping her hand, Henrietta looked deep into her friend's eyes.
Augustina, I know that Jesus is just as real here in the church as he was when he walked the earth. His love for the suffering is just the same now as it was then. I firmly believe that he will cure you tomorrow, if we ask him to.
The sick girl's eyes widened, but then became troubled.
No, Augustina.
Her friends seemed to read her thoughts.
That's not all.
As they all rushed at the same time.
Wait, listen.
To set her fears at rest.
There's more.
You see, Henrietta didn't finish. We plan to be here early tomorrow to bring you to him, since he can't come to you.
Yes, we're gonna dress you in your best,
and then carry you in that comfortable armchair
through the crowd, straight to the outdoor altar that's been erected
so that Jesus can cure you.
There was joy in the invalid's eyes, joy and deep gratitude. The tears that now filled them showed the deep emotions that were stirring within her soul. For the first time, the young cripple felt hope and a confidence that trusted in the loving, merciful care of God. With promises of returning on the morrow, the young maidens left Augustina and returned to their own homes. And as the sun was setting that night, many earnest prayers from fervent hearts were winging their way to the throne of God in heaven.
Please bless the crops this year. Preserve our village from drought. Oh, please bless all who attend the procession tomorrow, and oh, Jesus, please hear our prayer and cure Augustina tomorrow. I know that you can, and I know that if it's what's best for her, then you will.
It was a crowded village that awoke the morning of the great feast. Henrietta and her companions dressed Augustina in her Sunday finest, and then carried her in the sturdy armchair out and into the street. As they made their way to the anticipated location of the benediction, they almost seemed to form a little procession of their own, dressed in white and veiled in similar fashion. But as they neared the high altar, their hopes began to sink.
Henrietta, look
up ahead.
Goodness,
look at all those people. How are we ever going to make it through those crowds?
With God's grace, we will. If Jesus is going to cure his sick child, then he will help her come to him. Excuse us?
Yes, please let us through.
Here, move over. Let these girls through.
Oh, certainly.
Here, make room for that invalid to pass.
Yes, let them get by.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
What?
Oh, excuse me.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Mommy, look at the camera. Where are they going?
Who is that?
Look, Daddy.
Wait, isn't that Moret's daughter?
Yes.
Paralytic?
The winemaker's girl.
Is Moret's daughter?
Yes, I know.
What is she doing here?
Do her parents know about this?
They can't possibly approve of this.
She has not the strength to be jostled about with an apple in a basket.
A bunch of young girls?
Yes.
Look at how they shake the poor thing about in that chair.
She should be at home.
Yes, she should be at home.
Why are they bringing her here?
Isn't that Henrietta?
It's ridiculous.
Poor thing.
It's too much bringing her out here in the heat.
I know.
The strain may kill her.
Whose idea was this? Stop! Put her down!
Jesus, I know that you will heal her, but please, help us get her to you.
Stop
her down.
Please let us through.
Stop.
Make room. Let the girls in white through to the altar. They're trying to get to the altar.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
At last, the maidens finally succeeded in bringing their beloved friend to a spot near the altar. There, they fervently awaited the arrival of the King of Kings. Soon, the sound of bells could be heard, accompanied by the drums and the fervent hymns of the church, all announcing the approach of the procession. At last, the awaited moment arrived. The cure, carrying the sacred host enthroned in the monstrance, ascended the altar steps. Then, the solemn benediction was given to the thronging multitudes.
Now!
The girls raised up their sick friend and carried her closer, placing her chair down only a few steps from the altar. Then, they reverently formed a semicircle around the invalid, kneeling before their Lord, begging him for a miracle.
Please, Jesus, please.
The vast crowds all noticed this singular event. While some knew the sick girl and others did not, all were moved by their simple faith and wondered within themselves if such prayers would be answered. The good curé, too, noticed the white maidens with the poor cripple in their midst. Touched by their charity and seeing the union of their intention, the priest suddenly felt a divine inspiration. Slowly descending the altar steps, he brought the monstrance into the midst of the young girls. Then, the curé raised the Holy Eucharist over Augustina and solemnly intoned the church's customary prayer for blessing cripples.
Olim liberavit, qui vivis et regnas in saecula saeculorum.
Filled with confidence and overflowing with love, the girls responded,
Amen.
But God's grace had not touched their hearts alone, for with one voice, their act of faith was repeated by the vast multitude present, as all echoed the girl's response.
Amen.
Augustina?
Look, the sick girl.
The paralytic.
What?
She got up by herself.
Look, Father.
Moret, your daughter.
Hey, Betty, look at that girl.
Did you see that?
Blessed be God.
She's completely healed. Really?
Oh, my friends.
Augustina.
Henrietta, look at me. How can I ever thank you?
Henrietta, you did it.
No. Christ healed her. He really is here.
Oh, Jesus, thank you.
Augustina Moret was indeed completely healed.
It's a miracle.
Before the astonished yet grateful eyes of all,
she
had raised herself up without any assistance. Her legs, which for 18 months had lain helpless, were now bent in heartfelt gratitude before the sacred presence of her divine Lord. Almighty God had answered their prayers. And why? They were not great prophets or saints. They were common, ordinary people like the rest of us. So why were their prayers for an incredible miracle answered? It was because they had faith. Starting with Henrietta, she believed that our Lord was truly present in the Holy Eucharist, and that this presence was sufficient to heal Augustina. She had the faith that Jesus speaks of in the Gospel, the faith the size of a mustard seed, the smallest of all the seeds. It's that simple. Total confidence in the power and love of God, which assures us that He hears every one of our prayers, down to the smallest sigh. And it is this powerful faith which enables us to beg God for the impossible, knowing that if it's good for our souls, it will be given to us. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For amen, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, nothing shall be impossible to you.
Our Hidden God is a collection of dramatized true stories that reveal the miraculous power and presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Available from Holy Family Press. Visit holyfamilypress.com or call 703-507-7795.